listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to speak to you about the priority of the home. And I'm going to read you from Titus chapter 1, verse 6. This is a verse that comes from the midst of a description of the kind of godly character that someone should look for in leaders in the church. So here it is, Titus chapter 1, verse 6. It reads this. If a man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination. Now, Paul left Titus on Crete to find, appoint, and train leaders for the churches in the many towns and villages across the island. Paul told Titus to look for men of character. And this verse describes the family life of a man of character. First, the man of godly character is the husband of one wife. The idea behind this phrase is not that a man must be married to be qualified for leadership in the church. We know that both Jesus and the Apostle Paul were both unmarried men, and certainly they had the character to be leaders in God's work. More literally, the idea of the husband of one wife is that the man of godly character is a one-woman man. He has his focus on one woman, his wife or his future wife. Simply said, the biblical leader is not a playboy, an adulterer, or a flirt. He does not show romantic or sexual interest in other women, including in the images of women as displayed in pornography. Now, we live in a day when this standard for leaders seems more difficult than ever to fulfill, but God's measure does not change. We should pray that God would give us leaders who are truly the husband of one wife, and pray that they would, by God's power, remain one-woman men. Now, Paul gives another measure of a man's character relevant to his home life, that he is a good and godly father. This is seen in that he has faithful children, that he's raised his children well. His ability to lead the family of God must first be demonstrated by his ability to lead his own children. Here, the emphasis is on the idea that his children display godly living, that they're faithful, and that they do not live wild, disobedient lives, that is, lives of dissipation or insubordination. Now, Bible teachers and scholars debate as to if this refers only to the younger children of the Christian leader, or if it also includes his adult children that live out of the home on their own. Because of the emphasis in Jewish culture in that day, of the age of responsibility of a child that was expressed in the bar mitzvah ceremony, Paul probably had in mind only the younger children, those who were not yet accountable to God for their own lives and sins. Now, it's true that a child may rebel even in a good home, but someone must ask, was that rebellion because of the father, or was it in spite of the father? How did the father respond to the rebellion? But the principle remains important. The godly leader demonstrates his leadership ability first in his own home. God recognizes that it is in the home where our Christianity is first demonstrated. Sometimes we find it easy to be a Christian everywhere except home. But God's standard still applies. If you fall short in the measure of your home life, or even if you miserably fail in that measure, Jesus is there for you to give you grace and forgiveness and strength for obedience. If these troubles mean that now is not the right time for you to have a place of Christian leadership, don't despair. Live day by day in Jesus, and in him build maturity and the evidence of it in your life. God can do that great building work in you and in me and in every one of us if we'll really surrender ourselves to him and put our focus on Jesus Christ, doing that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.